3 weeks after the coalition provisional authority handed over power to the interim Iraqi government, about 160,000 coalition troops remain in Iraq. American troops have been rotating home for months. Commentator Mark Bowden recently interviewed some soldiers home from Iraq and found their perspective different from that of journalists covering the war.
Our returning Iraq veterans are a little surprised when they get back to discover they've been losing the war. See, they had the impression they'd toppled Saddam Hussein and his Ba'athist thugs, that they were in the process of rebuilding the country and turning it back over to the Iraqi people. Now that they're home, many are surprised and disappointed by the difference between what they felt over there and what is reported here. The picture at home is nearly all violence and pain and loss. What's missing is the sense of accomplishment. Lieutenant Colonel Stefan Twitty complained to me that he and his men had risked their lives daily to rebuild Iraq. He said they'd made tremendous progress, not just in undoing the damage from this war, but in repairing a country ravaged by decades of misrule. Most of the Iraqis he worked with were, he says, thrilled with what they were accomplishing. At home, the story appears just the opposite. Judging by TV and newspaper reports, Twitty says, America is a hated and bungling occupier. The country is falling apart, and most Iraqis are up in arms against us. A young major I know spent most of last year building schools near Fallujah, the center of Iraqi insurgency. He estimates the number of Iraqis opposed to his efforts amounted to about 1% of the population. They're the ones shooting at us, he said, and they're the ones making headlines. Maybe this is unavoidable. Journalism thrives on drama and controversy, and every new killing in Iraq provides more. News of new schools, clinics, police stations, running water, and electricity can't compete with roadside bombs, kidnappings, beheadings, and suicide attacks. But the mundane local achievements are what soldiers prize about their service there, and what they believe will ultimately matter more than the killings. Reporters tend to see things falling apart, while soldiers tend to see them coming together. Reporters want to tell compelling stories. Soldiers want to make things happen. The soldiers I talk to are far more optimistic about the American effort in Iraq than most reporters I know. Partly this is because they believe the mission will succeed, because they lost good friends and left part of themselves over there. So it's right to assess their enthusiasm skeptically. But journalists need to do a better job of weighing the importance of the stories we tell. Too much emphasis on gore and pain distorts the picture and plays into the hands of terrorists. The beheading of a kidnap victim is a terrible personal tragedy and a crime. But in the larger sense, it has only the significance that we give it. It is another stab of pain. Can we succeed in Iraq? The answer involves weighing pain against progress. No one feels the tragedy of warfare more than soldiers do, but they accept suffering as the hard price of accomplishment. They believe in the importance of the mission. It is what gives the pain meaning.
Commentator Mark Bowden is a national correspondent for The Atlantic Monthly and the author of Black Hawk Down.